WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in New Jersey say they don't have a motive in the early morning shooting death of a Maman outside a mosque in Newark. He died of his injuries at the hospital. ABC's Aaron Katursky says authorities have been on heightened alert at religious sites due to the Israel-Hamas war, but no word yet if there's a connection.
They've been scouring any kind of either city cameras or business surveillance cameras for any potential footage of what went on so they can get a better understanding. So they've been canvassing the neighborhood around the mosque in Newark. They don't have any evidence at this point that points to a bias or a hate crime, but they are still continuing to search for a motive.
At least 95 people died in two separate explosions today in Iran. It happened at a commemoration for Iran's top general killed in a 2020 strike by the U.S. In Japan, the search for survivors continues following a major earthquake today in central Japan. At least 73 people are dead. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, a failed traffic stop turned deadly for three people on New Year's Day. Monday night, Monona police officers tried to pull over a suspicious vehicle at Nichols Road and Monona Drive. The driver sped away. As officers tried to stop the vehicle, a Dane County deputy deployed a tire deflation device and the car crashed near Femright Drive and Buckeye Road near Cottage Grove. The three people inside the car died on the scene. None of the officers involved were injured, but they were placed on administrative duty, which is agency policy. The city of Portage plans to spend more than $1.7 million on public infrastructure as part of its 2024 capital projects, a bulk of the spending going toward what city officials say is much-needed road repair. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front? Dropping south through the state today, bringing drizzle chances early, flipping to flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 33 degrees.
99.7
Get away. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. One more hour left in the workday. It's Aaron kicking off another 50-minute music hour. And a little bit later on, a chance for you to win. How about your TV streaming service paid for the rest of the year? I know that'll save you a couple hundred bucks. That coming up in about 20 minutes here on Max FM with TLC.
Max FM.
Yeah.
Let my love open the door. Let my love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. All I can hear these days are commercials for tax preparation software. I don't want to think about it. I'm the guy who waits till the last minute, just like I did my Christmas and holiday shopping this year. It's Max FM and a 50-minute music hour. C'est la vie.
FM Sports.
The Bucks lead their division, but they haven't had a whole lot of luck against the Indiana Pacers so far this season. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They fell to the Pacers on Monday, dropping to 1-3 in the series. Milwaukee gets another shot at it tonight on the road in Indianapolis. 21st-ranked Badgers off until Saturday when they wrap up a four-game homestand against Nebraska. Badgers averaging 74.8 points a game this season. They're on pace for their highest scoring average since the 93-94 season when they averaged 77.9 points a game. The Badgers beat Iowa last night 83-72 to win their third straight. Packers quarterback Jordan Love is the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week for the first time in his career. He passed for 256 yards and three touchdowns and ran for a fourth, good for a passer rating of 125.3. Brewers today acquiring left-handed pitcher Brian Hudson from the Dodgers in exchange for a minor league pitcher and a player to be named or cash. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s. 90s, and more.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
try carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Your chance to win your TV streaming service paid for a year. You can have it paid for the rest of 2024. Up to $500. ThrowbackNationRadio.com for your chance to win.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I don't think it would be a proper midweek if we didn't get back to the music with some Rick Astley, right? Okay, let's do that. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsindale's text line 355-9970. What food can you not eat because you cannot stand the texture of it? Text coming in from Mindy, listening in Sauk City. I cannot stand the taste of squash, let alone the texture, and I couldn't agree more. Mine personally is cherries because it's National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day. We've had some other texts come in. We've got, let's see. Okay, this one's cottage cheese. It's bad too. It tastes so good, but no, I can't do that either. 355-9970, the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsindale's text line. Again, we're going to Rickroll it next with a check of your forecast as well. It is Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Coming up on Saturday, January 6th, it's going to be the Mirror Lake State Park Snowshoe and Hike Event. Join the Friends of Mirror Lake State Park for torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends will also have refreshments and goodies for a free will offering that you can enjoy around the bonfires. They'll have two lit trails, one for skiing and one for hiking and snowshoeing. This is a free event, but you will need a valid state park sticker admission for your vehicle. Again, this is Saturday, January 6th from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. More details can be found at friendsofmirrorlakesp.org. And that same day from 10 a.m. until noon, the Sauk City Library will be hosting a Winter Wonderland party for kids and families. This will include crafts, snacks, and a movie. And celebrate the winter season at the George Culver Community Library. They'll be watching the award-winning movie The Snowman by Raymond Briggs. Come chill out at the library and enjoy some indoor winter fun. SaukCityLibrary.org for more details. This is 10 a.m. until noon on January 6th. And a reminder that the 5th Annual FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle will be taking place on Saturday, February 17th. It's going to be at 10 a.m. You do not need to be present to win, but you can get raffle tickets either by contacting Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or reach out to them on Instagram at Baraboo FFA Alumni. Cost of the tickets are $5 each or $20 for 5 tickets. Again, get all the details over on their Facebook page, Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters. And this drawing will take place February 17th at 10 a.m.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you ready to get smacked with a cold front? Dropping south through the state today, bringing drizzle chances early, flipping to flurries and light snow chances throughout the afternoon. Only a trace is expected to accumulate, but temperatures plummeting to the teens tonight and providing plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 33 degrees.
99.7
and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Keep something precious.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 50-minute music hour continues next for The Ride Home with Dave Grant. And music from Billy Joel coming up as well. Right after Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Where
99.7 Max FM.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting.